face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Serious question.
Yeah. Serious answer.
Since I brought up TLC last week, and then Vogue was sent to Jim today in the form of a CD.
Yeah.
You got En Vogue on the left, TLC on the right, and you got a circle in the middle. You got to put the greater than, less than, or equal to. Still Edge TLC,
I'm sorry,
right?
Edge TLC.
Yeah.
There. This is TLC, by the way, everyone. Hardy, you agree with that? Edge to TLC?
What are the choices?
En Vogue or TLC?
En Vogue was more pissed off. These TLC's happy.
Who had Spinderella?
What about CNC Music
Spinderella,
Factory?
What is it? Turn
was
it
that
up?
Turn it up one time. That's Salt and Pepper.
Now, Salt and Pepper is better than all three.
Ooh. No, Salt and Pepper didn't have as many hits.
Push it real good. Yo, 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 baby pop. Yeah, you, come here. Give me a kiss. Better make it fast or else I'm going to get pissed.
Yep. That's a good point.
Yeah, good point. Point. Point for Hardy.
Point.
Can we get the around the horn ding, if you will? Point for Hardy there, guess.
See, I had them nuts. And it's making me cough.
Yeah, it dries you out a little bit.
So if I woke up and ate nuts in the morning at the hotel, do I check the box? On the app.
I have a little piece of the nut there that gets stuck. Dan is in Holyoke.
Holyoke.
Hey, Dan, talk to us about how you say your town's name.
Holyoke.
Don't the people out there drop the L when they say it?
We do all kinds of weird stuff out here.
Yeah,
boys.
You sent us the nuts, by the way. D's nuts.
I did.
Right here.
I did. You know, Mrs. D makes a fantastic product, and I thought I would like them. Clearly, all of you guys seem to like them.
They're good. So, they're very good.
Listen. There's a sriracha, cool ranch flavor that is out of this freaking world. And she also does a peanut butter and jelly nut, if that's your flavor.
That's interesting, because half of a peanut butter and jelly is peanuts.
That's right.
You know, I thought I wouldn't like
just
them.
Just a jelly-flavored peanut, and there you go. That's pretty much done.
Oh, well, Dan, anyway, we appreciate you sending the nuts.
Yeah, listen, I started listening to you guys right around the time the college sports went away, and you really kept me going through COVID, and just wanted to send you a little something and say thanks. What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Thank you, Dan.
Holyoke. Nice in the house.
Thank you.
You know, I used to be able to name every nut there was. Pine nut, walnut, peanut, macadamia nut.
He just started listening to us, apparently, which means it must be really weird for him to hear us actually talk about sports.
Right.
Unsettling.
Jarring. I mean, we've struggled with it this week. Struggling. Again, D's nuts.
Pickle. Let's break down that Red Sox game tonight. Come on.
Painful.
Who they playing?
Five and a half hours.
Nobody
from now.
Wants that.
Who they playing?
Wait, they're taking on the Rays. Big game. Two game set. Quick.
6:40. Could you imagine doing a Red Sox pregame or postgame?
Oh, God.
This team is here?
No. No, I can't. Credit to those who are doing it.
Good for them.
Every single night. Be better Tom Karen, or Tom Be Better Karen, I should say. Credit to him for suffering through this right now.
Mom Karen.
Stop.
Credit to him and Jim Rice and Tim Wakefield and Steve Lyons and all those guys.
I guess Jones was getting crushed last night because he was railing on the hockey guys.
Which ones?
Just somebody that had a hell of a shot on the back end. Wynn Jones is like, wee! Professional hockey player scored on the back end. Yay. And Jones is like, just shut up, Jones. It's so Jones. Does he enjoy watching any sports?
Well, he's not quick to give credit. I'll say that about him.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the best way to put it. Does he enjoy it? Sure. He also equally enjoys complaining about it. It's an equal thing for him. Mm. Oh, I got something for you, Zell.
What do you got?
You mentioned earlier that you've got a birthday today in your family.
I do.
You have multiple birthdays this week.
Two very special ones.
I read a story this morning. Read a story this morning on the Big Lead. And I'd like to hear everyone's opinion on this.
All right.
Not just on our show, but beyond.
You know where she wants to go for birthday?
The headline was, we should, Stephen Douglas on the Big Lead. I'm going to pretend, I'm just going to keep going.
I do want to know where she wants to go. What is this, swingers club?
Oh, of course, it's something filthy.
What?
You know it's something filthy.
Where she want to go?
Japanese steakhouse. The hibachi. Do all the stuff in the air.
Why would you have to tell me that off the air?
Hey, Zo, you got a little, you got some nuts on your chin.
That's a rub on Murray's chair.
What a layup. What a layup.
Too easy.
Too easy.
Yeah. So go ahead. Push through.
Stephen Douglas, Big Lead, wrote today, we should blow out birthday candles forever, meaning no mas.
No.
He writes, my son just celebrated his third birthday last weekend. Yeah. In the best interest of our country, we had immediate family over for two separate gatherings.
Okay.
Smart. We had a cake for one and ice cream, cake for the other. We didn't do anything crazy, but we had all the traditional birthday stuff, except we forgot birthday candles. We didn't mean to, but it just didn't occur to us until it was time to bring out the cake at the first party.
We blew cake out last night.
After briefly feeling like I had carelessly made my kid's birthday a little less perfect, I pretty quickly realized birthday candles, as we have known them, should become a thing of the past.
Just eliminate birthday candles altogether.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
just like
saying.
We'll eliminate the handshake altogether.
Yeah. He is saying, in a current climate, it is absolutely insane to think that there is a regular tradition where people blow on food seconds before a group of people eat it. Think about every time you attended a birthday party and someone had to blow out a large number of candles. Or any time a child who didn't really know what they were doing had to blow out a small number of candles, just spittle and viruses and germs and anything else you can imagine being expelled all over a shareable pile of sugar. Mm. What the hell were we thinking? That's from the Big Lead.
I don't know how we survived all those years, man.
Should birthday candles die with COVID?
No.
No.
The answer is no.
No.
No. We will get back to living our lives normally once this is over with.
So you said you had a cake last night.
Yeah, we did.
Was it everyone who lives in your home?
Yes.
It's probably okay. I still think, what's the point? Why would
Right.
What about the dog?
What about a kid's birthday party from now on? Are you still going to do that?
If you just want to ban kids' birthday parties altogether, I'm all for it.
I'm all for that. All for that. But I'm talking specifically about
parties have gotten pricey. I'm kind of in on
it. It is kind of gross when you think about it, the tradition. Sort of gross.
Most of the time, I skip the cake anyway, though. So the kid can spittle all over it. It doesn't
You know what? You get them people that get them baby, like them toddler ages, and then they put the cake there, and then they gets cute because they're videoing, and the kid puts his hands in the cake and squishing it, and he like rubs it all over him.
Yeah, well, that
then
kid
rubs it all over the high chair.
Okay.
And then everybody's got to cut the cake. Oh, we have a piece of cake.
No, you don't share that cake.
Oh, you get a separate cake.
You get a separate cake. Two cakes. How about a mini cake that the person blows out, that the kid blows out? Do that. Cupcake.
I don't even like cake.
Neither do I. I'm not a cake person.
Not a cake eater.
But ice cream cake.
Yeah, it's all right.
If it's there, if I'm forced to eat it, I eat it.
I got a call that we need to get to right now.
Do it.
Because I don't know the answer. Dave's got a question. Dave in Worcester, what is it?
Yeah, Hardy, before you went on vacation, did you ever solve the case of the water bill? Did we find out where all that water went?
We have not yet solved it. The abatement has been filed, and I look forward to an ongoing dialogue with the town and a swift resolution.
What'd you get, the same bill exactly? Like the same meter reader?
Dave, that sounds like it is not yet resolved.
No, I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything.
Hardy, you worried about a sinkhole or anything under your house or something? do we know where all this water went?
No, it's a mystery, but, you know, we appear to be safe and everybody is functioning normally. Everything seems to be working inside the house. So You know, just hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Hardy is leaching hundreds of gallons of water per hour into the ground beneath his home.
Not per hour,
Hardy's
per day.
Got a pipe leak.
There was
unaccounted, you know, I'd say 350 to 400 gallons of water a day. We're not sure where it went.
You know, your backyard is just going to become like a mudslide down into that lower area by your house. Your house is going to slide right into it.
Maybe Calvin needs the water on at night so he puts him to sleep. Like I do at the hotels when you go on the road. You put the hot water on just to heat the room up.
Oh, my God. I did turn into a lunatic. And a couple of times, like, kids are washing their hands for, like, a second too long. I'm like, Jesus, what are you doing? Katie took
25 seconds max. 25 seconds. ABCs.
Katie was taking a shower that went on for like an entire commercial break while I was watching something downstairs. I go storming up the stairs. Are you almost done in there? Come on.
Well, at least it's not the boy. If the boy was in there, you know what's going on.
I look forward to an ongoing dialogue. You're going to get hosed.
No pun intended.
Pun intended. Pun intended.
No, separate. Every question that you have about that, I have the answer, and no one has solved the mystery yet. Separate irrigation meter, that's not it. That's not where it's going.
Birthday candles, water bills, and Vogue versus TLC, those are all on the table today. 617-779-0985. Also, there was a large party in Beverly Hills for an NFL player. That resulted in someone getting shot and killed and two others critically wounded.
Jesus. What?
Yep. That happened overnight.
You're not supposed to be having parties right now.
We'll tell you about that, too, and your calls.
Face it. Winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
From isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket.
I went out in the hallway and offered everybody some peanuts.
Good.
So there was a large party in Beverly Hills that resulted in a woman getting shot and killed on Mulholland Drive and two others critically wounded in what may have been a robbery. There are pictures of this party. It was packed. And it's apparently for a recently drafted NFL player that they were throwing the party for. Mm-hmm. None of the people involved owned the home. It was apparently an Airbnb they rented out for the purpose of throwing the party. Here's my question. How many NFL players were at this party?
Recently drafted, guys are supposed to be in the buildings, right?
You should have been in the building weeks ago.
There's two teams in L.A.
They're both on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I wonder if Hard Knocks knew about this.
Well, I mean, they probably know today.
It's going to be like Sean McVay, like, what the hell?
The cameras are rolling on both of the L.A. teams right now. We're going to find out who it is.
I hope.
So here's a, okay, horrible that someone lost their life. A tragedy, a horrible situation there. Here's, again, so we acknowledge that, but that's not really what we're going to talk about. What does the NFL team do to that player now is what I want to know. What happens now? We just saw that if a player refuses a test, he gets fined 50 grand.
Oh, he gets suspended.
That's the rule now.
Well, Tuca coughed and had 2 days.
I don't mean in terms of quarantine. I mean in terms of you're a jackass, you are suspended, or you are losing this much money in a fine. Like, what happened?
Non-football related.
That's absurd.
Yeah, there's a list you get put on. Yeah.
I mean, if that's what's going to go on in this league, their season's going to end in like 3 weeks.
Who are the two corners that got in trouble? Seattle and Giants. You know, the guns and stuff.
Baker. Yeah. And the Giants.
A lot of stuff about the Major League Baseball players going out and you know, maybe acting recklessly.
Right.
What do you call this?
Asinine.
What did you do? Yeah. We rented out a home in Beverly Hills, this massive mansion in Beverly Hills, and threw a party with hundreds of people in attendance. Mm. And actually at that party, something happened where there was also, someone got murdered.
Rona rave.
What? Why are you throwing a party that large now, period? Forget the fact that you're an NFL player and you're reporting to work and my God.
Look at the footage. There's footage right
now. Look at the size of that place. And that's after the fact. After the fact that those people are there. Look at the number of cars. There are other photos that show hundreds of people out on those balconies.
Now, I have no idea. Is that first round money, you think, or is that just...
Yeah.
Because the Rams didn't have a first-round pick. Chargers had two.
Who were the Chargers' picks?
Justin Herbert, the quarterback out of Oregon. Kenneth Murray, the linebacker out of Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. Imagine if it's the
They didn't have a pick between rounds one and four. So that's probably not fourth-round money, I would assume.
What a mess. Look at that house.
Look at the house.
How do you...
Got a shirt on, says just do it.
Can you imagine that's on Airbnb?
That's what I was just going to say. Like, if you own that house, how do you put that up for rent to anybody?
Mike Thomas for any reason?
Because it's not actually somebody's house, I'm guessing.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Billy Lanny tried the nuts.
Sure he did. He loves nuts.
Those are awesome.
He said, push it. Ooh, baby, baby. Hardy might be right here.
Baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby.
Did you take them or TLC to get the party going? There's not one bar that you can't walk into, some dance club, and this comes on. Everybody's like, now it's on.
This was in one of the best commercials ever.
Do you remember it?
Push it.
What was it?
Oh, there's a Nextel commercial?
Push it. Push
it. What were they pushing, though?
Push it.
Pushing in.
Push to talk. Remember push to talk on the Nextel?
I thought it was like a lawnmower or something.
No, but it was like two
It was. There's a fat person in a lawnmower.
No, look. It's two dorky guys.
Hardy's right.
Dancing in the office. Great commercial. It was a great commercial at the time. Still is.
So I had to put this on a playlist.
That's the ultimate endorsement. It goes on the pool playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got two lists now. I got a boat list and playlist, pool playlist. Tell you what, I ain't on any of them. Dave Matthews, crap. Josh Polansky, saw him in the hallway, one of our chief engineer guys.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Team Zoe. He was at the concert at Foxborough Stadium, the one I walked out. He also walked out. When Weirdo went on his 30-minute mandolin solo, or whatever the hell his folk guitar.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of noodling that goes on at a Dave Matthews show. A lot of guitar noodling, a lot of violin noodling. A lot of
sweating. Yeah. Like, what are you sweating so for, fat face? He sees us.
All right.
He's playing a guitar.
Well, that's not necessary.
Tim McCone, hot take, too.
What's his hot take?
Just put Bruce Springsteen, ... I just don't get it. And I said, that's my man.
Starting
to dig him.
Oh, good.
Not that I didn't dig him before.
Bring him back in.
He's got that sicko vibe to him. You know what I mean? He ain't afraid. Yeah. Ain't afraid to eat mayonnaise. Ain't afraid to take a shot at that guy. And then, of course, McCarthy got all his panties all in a bunch.
What did he say?
Oh, unblocked or blocked. Unfollowed. Oh, you got me now. Well, his life was changed when he was 8, right? When he heard Born to Run. Was he 8 or 10, Hardy? I think he was 8.
It was young enough to where it's...
It was weird. It
seemed hard to believe that your life would change at that young age.
I mean, I really didn't think at that age he would have that fork in the road and you're going one way or another. And then you just turn on Born to Run and it tells you which way you're going, bro.
Right. Because you're a lost soul up until that point.
Life-altering is what it was. Life-altering experience.
McCone from the top rope is awesome.
617-779-0985. Please call us.
Please clap.
Jim, what was that thing you said if we could talk about?
What thing?
We ran out of stuff.
Oh,
the NFL story.
The NFL.
Oh, we talked about that.
No. The latest is the Dolphins have become the first NFL team to do what? How are they phrasing this?
They purification devices inside the entire facility to battle COVID-19. Air purification.
Yes.
I like going to the bars down here in Miami, too, because, you know, the heat. And they have those misters that shoot the water. It's almost like you're in one of those nice food stores with the produce. But when you're out in the sun, I feel like I get purified there by just that mist. And Water Club has it down there in Quincy. Misters. Oh, hot day. Just get misted. I'm purified.
I don't think
is this really groundbreaking?
I don't know if it's the same refreshing technology.
They probably put misters in with some, just pour some Lysol. You get it down.
Yeah, it's groundbreaking that they're the only NFL team to do it yet, and their teams are already in camp.
What the hell have they been waiting for is the question, right? Broncos did it. Nah, bullcrap. I saw the Broncos do it. They have machines.
Maybe it's a different system or something.
Maybe they have single ones where you get purified at your locker.
No, this is air. This is about air.
Right.
So it takes in high volumes of air. Mm-hmm. Puts it through a number of filters, and then it
kills the COVID on your clothes.
Traps the virus, I assume, in the filters.
What about when these guys are laying on top of each other?
But what about when they're breathing it on each other? I mean,
rub your face in it.
I'm sure it does something, but
right. But if one player goes over and talks to another player from a distance of 18 inches,
I get face.
Yep. Something tells me the air purification system isn't going to contain that air. Right?
No, I don't think so.
But no, hey, good for them.
Yeah.
There's another fun exercise we could have if you want. There's a story I forgot to tell you guys about this morning. Did you hear about the Rangers broadcasters?
No.
So the Rangers had 2 broadcasters catch COVID. Scrambling to find who's going to do play-by-play for the Texas Rangers.
Oh, my God. Be like me and Sosie doing it.
If that ever happened here, and we had to get somebody on staff at the radio station to call, like, a Bruins game, a Celtics game, a Patriots game, either color or play-by-play,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who would be your choices for Bruins,
what are our
Celtics,
options?
Bruins,
staff?
I would
get Ryan, on staff
Bruins
at the sports hub.
Bruins, I get Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson.
Ryan and House.
How about color?
You could get a one of the writers
that works here in the building.
About pork chop,
Ty Anderson.
Okay,
there you go.
Done.
Who's doing Celtics?
Wallach.
He does it already.
Who's doing color?
Who's tallest kid in the building? McCarthy.
Adam Jones.
Who jumps? Okay.
I was going to say Jones.
Jones,
right?
Jones would be good at color. Yes.
How about Patriots?
Patriots.
Ted Johnson, color. Beetle, play-by-play.
I could cover you for a game. No problem.
No, you do.
Yeah, I could do the play-by-play.
Play-by-play.
Yeah. I could do the play-by-play for a game.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Felger Maz do play-by-play for a game. Play-by-play and color for a game. Just whatever sport.
Zola,
I don't care.
Zola
whatever
and I
sport.
Pitched that he and I would do something that wasn't football.
And they like, went, they
Mike
went,
and the Mad Dog have done that in the past.
Yeah,
like Zoe and I on a Celtics game.
That'd be Maz and him. Like, And Stidham's in the gun here, and it's a direct snap to Stidham. Jesus Christ.
So who did they end up getting to do it?
Some guy at the radio station's calling the games play-by-play.
How did he sound?
I don't know if they've had a game since then. Yeah, this just came out last night, this story.
Interesting.
I think it's not as hard as you think.
See, this is
why... To find someone just to fill in.
A year ago,
Baseball's hard. Baseball is a lot of downtime. It's a lot I guess a talk show host should be able to do that. But
hockey is the one that I can't wrap my head around.
It's amazing. The hockey guys are amazing. What they do. The play-by-play guys.
You know what the
amazing.
Problem is?
TV,
with
I could fake it. Radio, it's just you got to describe everything.
A year ago, this goes right over Jim's head. Doesn't even see this. Now the fact that we got
corporate boss Jim,
Jim/corporate Jim/producer.
Well, he's got to have contingency plans now.
This is what smart assistant programmers do. Yep, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe less time worrying about filling your shelves out and picking a bench.
Two more boxes, by the way, in the office already.
Yes.
One's gigantic.
People have asked, you know, they've sent in things and their tracking tells them it's dead dog. Here. Right? It's got to get here. It's got to go through
Come
the mail
on, people,
room.
Let's go.
It's got to be distributed properly.
Everywhere.
So if your item arrived today and we didn't open it today, it usually means we'll be doing it the next day.
What if woodchuck?
All right, so I'm off Friday, Monday, Tuesday. You guys going to continue this?
Yeah, we'll stack them in
the
room.
I think we should just keep doing it.
Okay.
Are you going to leave your office unlocked?
I don't even have a key to my office. It's unlocked.
It's going to remain unlocked then.
Yeah. Yep.
But you have all these valuable items.
Nobody lock it if you're listening.
Are you putting this stuff on the shelves like after you unbox it? Or are you taking it down there after the show and putting it on the shelves?
Yes.
After the show, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to remember to bring some items in tomorrow.
I remind me to bring
No
my
problem today. I'll find plenty of things to bring in.
Start cleaning out, Beetle.
No problem. I'm on it. Sounds good.
Clean that house up, Beetle.
Today's takeaways coming up next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Wow. All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for the in-person weekly coaching, well, you're in luck now. All Awaken 180 locations have opened up and are accepting all new clients in-house. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com.
What are we watching tonight? Got a couple
Celtics. Heat?
It's not the Red
Celtics
Sox heat. At Tampa, right?
Hell no.
It's on early, though.
Best pitching matchup of the year, probably.
I'm good.
Evaldi and Morton.
I know. Got to watch that. Got to keep an eye on that, guys. I'm not bailing on that yet. It's tough because that's at 6:40, but the Celtics have a 6:30 start.
Which is probably going to be like 6:40.
Okay.
Starting at the same Celtics. Time. And I'm rooting for the Celtics to lose tonight.
That's unbelievable.
That's what I'm rooting for. Tank it tonight. Tank the game. You lose. Keep Miami in it. Keep your options open. That's what tonight is about. Keep your options open.
Kemba, what, 10-minute 10-minute restriction?
Five.
They can start 10. 15 the other night, 10. Back him down. Get him to 7, then 5.
I don't play him until the second half. Play him in, like, the second and third quarter.
Hey, Tice, shoot more.
Couple minutes here or there.
Take the
Keep
shot,
your options
Tice.
Open. That's the Celtics' motto for tonight. Keeping our options open. Lose to the Heat. Let Miami win this one.
Isaias.
Is it, lady?
And that's going on. Where is the storm right now, by the way?
I don't know, but everyone in Massachusetts and Rhode Island has a tornado watch today.
We could have another Wrentham tornado.
That is in play tonight. Yes, boys.
Could be in the cards.
Not getting the rain, but getting the wind and getting possible tornadoes.
Yeah, we got to alert for high winds in the area and be careful tonight. Yes.
You know, I was seeing a map earlier that it could be trending more westward.
Mm.
That's right? Where all the rain is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, New York and Vermont.
The winds are to the right.
Way.
Yeah, winds are to the right.
But the winds on that backside of that storm.
Rain backside. Wind.
Whip it up, baby. Whip it up.
Isaias. Isaias.
Go away, weirdos.
They've survived one tornado in Wrentham. They could survive another.
We did. We replaced that tree. Was out of there. We ripped that tree out. chewed it up.
Cut it right
put some,
down.
Put some sod down. Didn't even look like it was there. Freaking 3-foot wide tree just even, right down.
They even came in with a stump grinder.
They sure did.
It's like there was never a tree there.
You didn't have a tree there. Look again. There was no tree there. That's great. Yes, nice, clean common there. Keep it clean.
All right, let's get to the takeaway of the day. Thank you again for all the things you've sent in for Jim Love's shelf. And thank you to Anthony in Foxborough for the Dave Matthews bobblehead, which Zoe thought was playing music. Thank you, Anthony in Foxborough. Very thoughtful.
Take the batteries out of that thing.
Out of what thing?
I thought it's a musical thing.
It's a bobblehead.
Oh, I thought you said it made songs.
I said no, it's musical in nature.
Jim's playing that song.
Oh!
Damn, that thing sounds pretty good for a little bobblehead.
Quality. Must be Bose.
Press it again.
He really thought the music was coming from this.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yeah, yes, he did.
It piped right from the bobblehead right into his headphones.
He thought I hit the top and this song started.
Well, hit the top of it again and Jim will...
Hold on, ready? Ready? I'll do it again. Ready, Jim? I'm going to hit the bobblehead for Zoe.
What's the other one we had?
You hit it too hard. It actually
remember the Kyrie one
you
shake?
See the Lord talk.
That's the greatest gift ever.
It's good.
Well, that happened today.
It's good. We're back live now.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking, it just like went over my head. Yeah. And then, bang.
Just hit the button.
Cue the music. Bang.
That's how you do. You just tap him on the head.
That is one ugly ass bobblehead.
It's Dave, dude.
What bobblehead looked like the person it was intended ever to look
like?
I'll
tell you this, as far as bobbleheads go, this is a pretty good one. This is a very accurate representation of him.
The Scalabrine bobblehead looked just like Rich Shirtley, which was crazy.
Jim has the Toucher and Rich bobbleheads already on his shelf.
Can you buy those at the
98.5? Those don't play music, though.
But that store, that 98.5 store, is that still open? Like, what time is it open?
Of course it is. 98.5thesportshub.com.
But just for future reference, bobbleheads don't actually fit on those shelves.
No, they don't. But if you send in a musical bobblehead...
Are you sure that one doesn't... That one's tiny.
Addressed to me... No,
it's about
6 inches. If you send me musical bobbleheads, it will become the theme of the day. Mm. Today was Dave Matthews.
Bon Jovi. We're looking for a Bon Jovi one.
That's how it's going to be determined.
Sheryl Crow, does she have one?
We could fit them on across.
Melissa Etheridge?
Sort of disappears. Mm. Yeah, and to prop them up somehow.
We'll put a shelf on Jim's wall. We'll just build stuff in Jim's office.
Got to get a bat rack for him.
Bat rack? Yep.
Yeah.
I'll just steal one off the line.
What did Philly say about the Merlone bat? What did he say about it?
Small stick.
Like a little kid's bat.
A little kid's bat?
He's a little guy, though.
Lou's going to be pissed. little kid's bat. It's nice.
7 foot 9 inches, by the way, the measurement of the width of the office.
7'9". Good to know. Good to know. All right. Celtics
what,
tonight.
What, in case someone wants to send a boat or? What's 7 foot 9 do for us?
Debating, you said it was at least 9 feet
how,
because
how
we said it
was.
Yeah, okay.
Was.
All right.
You know what you can fit in is the rings that hold the boat or. The row rings. Yeah. It's an O ring. You put the oar through it and you stick it in the side of the boat.
What are we going to do with those?
You can put the O-rings would fit on the shelf, not a boat oar. We can stand the oars up in the corners.
Some shuttle O-rings.
Or we could just cross them and like put an artistic thing up on Jim's wall with the two oars. One row one way, one row the other. Yeah.
If you're on a crew team, send in your whole boat. We'll hang it from the ceiling.
Get a Joe the intern come back in. He was a rower.
Send in that
big,
little
fat
megaphone.
Ass.
Little megaphone.
Yeah.
Stroke. 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 All right, then. Well, Felger and Maz are coming your way next. I see Maz ready to go. Felger's still quarantining over the dog.
It's unbelievable. I need to go out of state and buy something.
It's not that unbelievable.
I should go out of state and buy something.
Oh, okay. You do that every day anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Tuesday, August 4th. Felger here from the remote A-hole chair. We got Big Jim Murray and Maz from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We broadcast here on 98.5 FM dial in Boston, simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Good, you?
Oh, Peachy, thank you so much. Let me start off by asking you and Murray, just a generic question while Jimmy's computer boots up and everyone loads up the sound that I want to get to. Let me ask you a generic question. That's this. Are you confident in Tuukka Rask? Are you confident in Tuukka Rask? He's arguably been the best goalie in the NHL the last 5 years, last 10 years. You can make that argument. You can tell me that he's been pretty much great the last 2 years running. So here we are, headed into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I ask you, are you confident in Tuukka Rask?
So I would say yes. Is that a convincing yes?
Already on the fence.
That sounded convincing. Look, relatively speaking, yes. Because here's what I would tell you. I'm not confident in any goalie. I feel about goalies like I feel about place kickers. You never know when the hell it's the floor.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.